Go.
Atta boy, Mickey. Put some flavor into it.
That's very nice, Mickey Gravine, but play it the way I like you to play it, you know.
Attaboy.
Much more in. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ridiculous.
Those are the Godfrey men, with Jerry Alters having nothing to do with them, because they play like that. Ethel Ennis is with us, and Richard Hayes with his boots. And Ethel is wearing shoes. I thought they were laced at first, but they're boots. But they looked for a minute exactly like those that my second grade teacher wore, Miss Gibson, when I was a kid in the second grade. She wore shoes just like that, only she had laces in them and skirts just about that long. No, a little longer. And one day she got very angry with me, and she put me under her desk for punishment. Mm. And while I was there, I tied her shoelaces together.
That's all you did?
That's all I did.
That's very good.
And I wore a geography book in my pants for a long time after that. Yeah.
A geography book? Why?
Well, don't you remember the big geography books? You put them down in the back of your pants, or somebody give you a whip, and you didn't feel it.
Oh!
Listen, we're working backwards now. We're going back. These are the last 27 days. We started yesterday. Of course, the last day is the 28th day, because that marks the beginning of the first day of the 28th year. Mm-hmm. The end of the 27th year comes on the 29th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the 30th was the day we started. So, today, we're going to go backwards now in reverse order. We're back to 1971. Yesterday we did 72. Well, we're going to try to do for you songs each day, these last 27 days, out of each of those years. In 71, we learned a new one. I did. The boys knew it already. But, goes like this.
Yep. Here come Amos. Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligators for a living. Just knock him in the head with his stump. Louisiana law won't get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligators down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, you see, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Yeah, tie a rope around his waist, throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana, lives a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife, Hannah. Well, he raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Yeah, they named him after a man of the claw. They called him Amos Moses. Now, the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator. Just use one hand, that's all he got left, because the alligator bit him. His left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp a-trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, he gonna get the boy. Never come out again. Wonder where that Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you think you'll get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana, lives a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife, Hannah. And he raised raised up a son who could eat up his wage in groceries. Yeah, named him after Man of the Cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Ah, sit on it, Rainbow. Yeah, make it count, son. How about that picking up? See you around, Amos, you hear?
Yeah. See, that's the last time you're going to be singing that song?
That's the last time on this network.
Kind of sad to think that this is the last time Remo gets a chance to sit on it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I like this song, too. It's a lot of fun. Listen, you know, there were a lot of songs came out in that year, 71, only 2 years ago, 1 year ago, that I never heard of, and yet they're big songs, I'm told, by Eddie, who knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. Do you know that one?
Oh, is that the...
Oh, that's when everybody's singing.
That's the one, Coca-Cola? That's the Coca-Cola commercial that they wrote a legitimate song.
Oh, like to buy the world. I like to buy the world.
Da, 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 da.
Teach it how to sing.
Da, 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 da.
Like to buy the world a Coke. Maybe a Dr. Pepper. Gee, just to think I ate it all up.
No.
Is that a different one?
That's
Alka-Seltzer.
Oh.
He ate the whole thing.
He ate the whole thing.
Isn't that a great one?
I love his wife. She says, you ate it, Ralph.
Yeah, you ate it, Ralph.
Mm.
No, I ate it.
Yeah.
It's Too Late by Carole King. You know this one? Now, how's it go, Ethel?
I wish I knew.
Is changing.
Yes, right.
Maybe we've just stopped trying.
Right.
And it's too late, baby, now. It's too late. But you really did try to make it. Something inside has died. And I can't hide it. I just can't fake it. It's
true. Yeah.
That happens so often. And it's no good with me, because, man, I can't fake it. How about The Summer Knows? That's a pretty thing. I remember that from the summer of 42. Yes. Several songs that one I remember very well.
Someone knows anything like the Winter Sniffles?
All right, Richard, all right. Ethel, give us a song, please, ma'am.
Oh, good. I would like sing a song in memory of Martin Luther King, Jr., who was assassinated 4 years today. 4 years ago today. And it's my song, which was released the last part of 71.
Does it hurt to love? Does it hurt to love? Does it hurt to give your heart away? It doesn't hurt. Never be afraid. Try it and see. Does it hurt to care with your heart and soul? Once you do, you'll never walk alone. With pride.
Ago, huh?
Yeah.
I'm still sick in my soul over it. Stupid, stupid, stupid. What makes people like that? Richard?
Yes.
You know, his passing that way, even as horrible as it was, accomplished some of the things that he wanted to do. In a way, I don't think there's a person alive in the United States that isn't ashamed of that whole thing, black or white. And maybe there's a little better atmosphere now than there was. I hope so. Let's, you do something now and think of some other things for a little bit. How about you doing a song that has to do with 71? Can you think of something?
Yeah, this one I enjoyed singing. It's a big song. It's was a big song in 71. Neil Diamond wrote it. He recorded it. He published it. And he kept all the money to himself. It's called I Am, I Said.
Oh, I Am, I Said.
You're crazy about this one.
Yeah, I love this one. It's such a modest thing.
Kelly's fine, sun shines most of the time. The feeling is labor. Palm trees grow and the rents are low. Now I keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised. Nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am, I said, to no one there. And no one heard at all, not even the chair. And I can't even and say why. Leaving me lonely still. Ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one, except for the names and a few other changes? If you talk about them, this story is the same one. I got an emptiness deep inside and I've tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am, I said,
a terrific job with it.
Gee.
But I don't understand what it's all about. Do you, Ethel?
Well, I heard I Am, I Said at the very end. He was really belting it out. And
I got that all right.
I didn't have the
What's the object of the song? What's the philosophy behind it?
The object is to kill about 2.5 minutes musically.
But why do you have to holler so loud?
Well, you win all the amateur contests that way. Gotta have big endings. Flail your arms about.
There's another song I love about as much as that one. It's called I Did It My Way.
I'm doing that tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Unless you'd like me to make a medley out of it.
Let's you and I do a duet.
Which one?
It Ain't All Roses. This is the year we got it, 1971. The Tobias Boys came up with this with Don George. To keep a wishing for the things you yearn, but as you go along life's highway, is one thing you learn: it ain't all roses, this life of ours. It ain't all sunshine or stormy showers. Love has its heartache, love has its smile. It ain't all roses, worthwhile. My take. Don't forget to keep a dreaming. Dreams are pretty stuff, but life has got a funny habit, acting kind of rough. It ain't all roses, this life of ours. It ain't all sunshine or stormy showers. Love has its heartache, love has its smile. It ain't all roses, but life's worthwhile.
Tell them, old redhead.
Me?
Yeah.
You may have a faithful sweetheart, just a true blue kind.
Uh-huh.
And then you catch that faithful sweetheart a-do in double time. It ain't all roses, this life of ours. It ain't all sunshine or stormy showers. Love has its heartache, love has its smile. It ain't all roses, but life's worthwhile.
One more time, Blackie.
As the preacher gave his blessings to the happy pair, then he said, as a word of parting, here's a thought to share. It ain't all roses, this life of ours. It ain't all sunshine nor stormy showers. Love has its heartache, love has its smile. It ain't life's worthwhile. It ain't all roses, but life's worthwhile.
Now we can put that one away.
I like that one, though.
So do I. It's a very commercial song.
It has a kind of a country western feel to it.
Oh. A couple of country western guys here.
Really?
You feel them
got the boots.
I'm from Manhattan. He's from Brooklyn. We got a tune in 1971 that I had a lot of fun with for a while. You do it with me, Dick.
I do.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Yeah, Dick, you're hot.
This is our last chance to do this.
You're hot today.
See, Ann Stahl of Bryant, Ohio, Stahl Associates, gave me this idea. As we go down the count now to the last 27 days to do songs from the years, only in reverse order. So we're down to 71 now. And this is one of the songs that came to us in 71. Homer Jones and old John Talley had a crap game going back in the alley. I kept rolling them sevens, winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. And finally they just threw up their hands and they said, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. Put all the money in there, I said, let's roll them again. When you're hot, you're hot. Well, every time I rolled them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. And I turned around, there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. And he gave us a grin. He said, looks like I'm going to have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. I said, you can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Well, they took us into court, couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy, I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you $100 I owe you if you get me out of this spot. Well, he gave my friends each a little fine to pay, and then he turned around and grinned at me, and he said, 90 days, Arthur. When you're hot, you're hot. I said, yeah, thanks a lot, sir. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. I said, how come you let my friends go free? You throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I don't know. He said, Arthur, I remember you didn't vote for me in that election. I don't forget things like that, man. When you're hot, you're hot.
Richard laughed through the whole thing.
You know, I've really been very fortunate to sit here all these years with you because I've not only sharpened up my singing and whatever else I do, but I learned to become a lip reader because of our duets.
Oh, because you stand way over there.
Yeah, and when you
see,
leave
we
out
have phones in the studios. We never work close together. Can't stand each other. So he stands way over there, and I stand here, and we read each other's lips.
When you leave something out, I go right along with you.
Good for you. Good for you. This is a year we lost Louis Armstrong, too. Louis died in 71. To honor the memory of Louis Armstrong and our great trombonist, Lou McGarrity, whose portrait we have on the wall in the studio, who also left us in 71, Mickey Gravine, who took Lou's place, and Bernie Previn and Harold J. Lieberman, the trio will do Georgia. Thank you.
great.
Oh, thank
that
you.
That was beautiful,
Frank. You know, I was just thinking while we were playing that, boys, I'm going to take that picture of Lou, and whenever we appear together again anywhere, make records or radio or TV or what, wherever we work, I'm going to put it up on the wall with us.
Distinguished newsmen Walter Cronkite and Lowell Thomas broadcast special reports Monday through Friday over the CBS radio network.
You are tuned to WBEN 930 Radio in Buffalo.
There's a place in your day, Stellatoro. 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 There's a place in your day, Stellatoro. Stellatoro is as good for you.
When you've got company coming out, that's where Stellatoro cookies come in. We've got some very entertaining ideas for you, like Stellatoro egg jumbos, sesame, Angelica goodies, and Lady Stella assortment. We keep the butter fat out, but still keep them tasting like bakery cookies, without costing like bakery cookies. We know what's good for you.